91.9 WKYS, Britt's here. She's got our latest look at the news.
The dismembered remains of a man's body were found in two separate bags yesterday morning in Enfield Court in Laurel, Maryland. Prince George's County Police are investigating. A Maryland teenager is in critical condition after being shot early at a party in Spotsylvania, Virginia. The 18-year-old man was at a go-go party in a parking lot when he was shot several times early yesterday morning. Two others were also shot. One of the victims is a 24-year-old man from Colonial Beach who was in serious condition, and a 33-year-old Spotsylvania man who was treated at the hospital for injuries that are not life-threatening. A decomposed body found in a shallow grave may have been dead for at least 6 months. The body was discovered yesterday morning in the woods in Dorchester County. The remains are being sent to the chief medical examiner in Baltimore. Prince George's County Police have a suspect in deadly shooting this weekend. Police have identified 36-year-old Anjuan Riddick of Oxon Hill as the man responsible for the deadly shooting late Saturday night on Glass Manor Drive. Riddick is charged with first-degree murder in the death of 36-year-old Kenneth Antoine Jones of Southeast D.C. A serial groper may be on the loose in Washington, D.C. A groping incident early yesterday morning is related to two other similar incidents over the last few days. In one of the incidents, the man did stab a woman. In all three incidents, the suspect is described as a Hispanic man in his mid-20s to early 30s. In court, the corruption trial for former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell enters its fifth week with him back on the witness stand. McDonnell is accused of taking money and gifts from businessman Johnny Williams in exchange for promoting a dietary supplement Williams' company had made. The president was found on a park bench in Pennsylvania with a six-pack of Twisted Tea. Well, kind of. The police have returned a life-size statue of President Barack Obama that went missing from its owner's northeastern Pennsylvania porch a few days ago. It is safe, but just not in the White House. I'm Brittany, that's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.